Chapter 1. The Way of the Champion. Champions have to have the skill and the will, but the will must be stronger than the skill. Muhammad Ali. Growing up was like living in a never-ending nightmare. The beatings from my mother wouldn't cease. They lasted nearly 2 decades. The belittling, the insults, and humiliation were a regular daily occurrence. And not just from my mother, but staff and students at school. Even complete strangers couldn't stand me, even though I just met them. I couldn't for the life of me figure out why I was a target. I later realized the kids just found me to be easy to get an emotional reaction out of. They knew how to push my buttons, get an animated reaction out of me, and even start a fight because of it. I didn't know how to deal with these types of situations. My parents never taught me. I didn't talk to a therapist or counselor about my struggles. I didn't even know they existed back then, and I sure wasn't aware that my school had a counselor on the premise. My father was never home to defend me against my mother, and on the rare occasion he was, he'd ignore my cries for help and leave the apartment we lived in West New York, New Jersey. He would stare into my eyes and walk away. I would feel like a prisoner being dragged to his solitary confinement cell. I had no one. I had to rely on myself from an early age. I had to talk to myself because no one else was giving me advice. I wasn't getting the important lessons every young boy should receive at home. I wasn't receiving unconditional love either. I felt abandoned and under constant threat. Why me, God? I would cry in the corner somewhere in the apartment as I tried to console myself because there wasn't anyone else to do so. My mother completely disregarded my feelings. She did not know the damage she had done to me, and she didn't care to know. In her eyes, I wasn't even human. Because of this treatment I was getting at home, at school, and from so-called friends, I developed negative self-talk and beliefs. Because of the evidence I was seeing in my outer world, I deduced I was meant to be abused and humiliated daily. While I would console myself and tell myself things like, "Yeah, I just got abused, but at least I have my bicycle still. At least I ate lunch. At least I get to go to the swimming pool later," I also had negative self-talk. This negative self-talk, I now know, brought about an undesirable life for me. Little did I know it was the words I chose to use in my mind about myself that were causing a lot of the unfortunate maltreatment. I had limiting beliefs. I didn't believe in myself. I subconsciously told myself that I was a loser. It's how I felt. Words create our reality. You may have heard that before. It's true. Unfortunately, most of us aren't taught the power of words growing up and how to use them to our advantage. So, how do we use our words to create a day filled with love, peace, fulfillment, and joy? How can we use our words to achieve our goals, including financial goals and fitness goals? How do we use words to transform ourselves into battle-hardened champions? By using strong declarations or affirmations, which are statements said about oneself in a defining way. Doing so, you're calling on your subconscious mind to bring those things into your reality. For example, a common question we have multiple times a day is that we ask ourselves on a subconscious level, "Am I happy?" To which we automatically answer, "Hell no, I'm not happy. I feel like shit. This job sucks. School sucks. Life sucks in a major way." What if you were taught from an early age that you get to decide if you want to be always happy simply by stating, "I am happy"? Well, that's really all there is to it. However, through all sorts of television programming, we've been taught to put a condition on our happiness. For example, if this happens, I'll be happy.